Listeners, Philip Greenlee here. Today I was going to talk about love, more specifically Christian love. I wanted to start out with a scripture, Mark 12, 29 through 31. And Jesus answered him, "The first of all commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these." That's what, you know, when Jesus was asked, you know, what commandment was the most important, you know, that's what his answer, you know, was. And these are the two most important commandments, because if you, you know, truly love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you know, you will want to do, you know, what pleases him. And, you know, in the same way, if you really love others as much as you love yourself, you will treat them well and you'll be concerned for their welfare, you know. But guess what? Because really, before you can effectively love God, you must first realize how much He loves you. So my next scripture is going to be Romans 5:8. "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." You know, God showed us his great love for us by sending Jesus, you know, to die for us while we were still sinners, you know. And we were really sinners who had no relationship with him. What? The more you look at it, the more you realize this wonderful truth. The more your love for God will grow. Do you ever feel like you can't love God enough? We tend to berate ourselves, you know, for lack of love for God and others. C.S. Lewis says that, you know, we are open to ourselves, you know, we are to open ourselves to the Holy Spirit, who brings God love in his own time and way. But we ourselves can't conjure it up. We can only ask God to provide it, for true love must come from him. Christian love, either toward God or man, C.S. Lewis wrote, you know, is an affair of the will. If we are trying to do his will, we are obeying the commandments. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. He will give us feelings of love. If he pleases, you know, we can't create for ourselves, and we must not demand them. The great thing to remember is that though our feelings come and go, his love for us does not. Now I'm going to read Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." You know, here Paul was writing to the people in Ephesus, you know, but he was telling them, you know, just as children follow their parents' example, you know, believers should follow Christ's example, you know, kind of about how we love others, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, as Christ did, you know, following his example and all. And, you know, Christ's love was shown especially in his offering himself as a sacrifice, you know, for us. And Christian love is motivated by and modeled after Christ's sacrificial love. You know, Paul, he went back to the Old Testament with that thing about the sweet smelling savor. I think that was, you know, back in Leviticus, they were talking about the smell of a, you know, burning sacrifice and all. But Paul knew his stuff on the, you know, and he was going back to the, all the way back to when they were talking about Aaron and, you know, in Leviticus and everything. Okay. Next, I'm gonna do another scripture by Paul. This is a letter to Corinth. 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemingly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I putteth away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Okay, guys, that was, I hope you bear with me on that one. That one had a lot of long words and kind of tough. But when Paul says charity, he's talking about love, you know. And like I was saying earlier, you know, Paul was writing to the church in Corinth, and he was discussing spiritual gifts. I think the church there had, you know, started discovering some of their spiritual gifts, and they were, you know, he was trying to get them to move past speaking in tongues, I think, because they were kind of you know, dwelling on that a lot. And but he was wanting them to see, you know, he was wanting them to have more compassion for each other, you know, and find out more about love, you know. So that's why he was, I think, really keying on love or charity, you know, as he called it. And but, you know, he was saying the most important thing for Christians to do is to, you know, become deeply and consistently, you know, loving people. And Christians should be willing to, you know, give up their own desires for the good of others, you know. Love is not self-centered, you know. And like down near the, like the end, near the end of those scriptures, you know, as he was saying, in contrast to spiritual gifts, you know, love never fails. And there near the end, he was saying, you know, faith, hope, and love are the most, you know, more important than spiritual gifts. And of those three, you know, look, you know, the greatest one is love. You know, that part where it says, Paul was saying, now we see through a glass darkly, you know. I think back, you know, back in Paul's day, mirrors were made of like polished brass, or weren't really able to see real, you know, well, like you can today, you know. So the view was kind of imperfect, you know. Our perception in this life is limited. You know, our understanding, you know, kind of is too. But when the end comes, you know, and Christ establishes, you know, heaven, the eternal kingdom, we shall see face to face, you know. And then the spiritual gifts that, you know, give knowledge will kind of be unnecessary. But that's kind of what I was think he was trying to say there. But we just got to remember, you know, the greatest of all the, you know, we got faith, hope, and love, you know, they're the more important than the spiritual gifts. And just remember that love is the greatest. You know, we want to be compassionate to others and love God and others, you know. So let's, you know, love our neighbors, and let's try to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, you know. That about wraps it up for today, guys. Until next time.